took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
Lionel, former prosecutor, really smart guy, is going to be joining us. He's put out an analysis of the deep state ongoing coup that I think is one of the best out there. General Flynn agreed. And I want to just look at some examples of this with him and cover a bunch of other issues that tie in together coming up in 5 minutes. He's connecting right now. But I want to just get this story out because it's a big story, but it only takes a few minutes to cover it. All over the Western world, the big corporations are lobbying to change laws where somebody can move into your house, squat in it, and stay there for months, if not years. So they're undermining the average person's property rights, but boosting their big globalist corporate property rights. Again, it's all about maximum pressure on a little guy so that only big giant corporations can deal with all the stress and problems that are happening to consolidate control. It's feudalism. And so all the blue states are the worst. You go to Europe, the leftist areas, it's the same, where you rent somebody an Airbnb for a week. Now even the Airbnbs. And they won't leave. And the jurisdiction lets them stay. And that goes into all the zoning in blue states and cities where you can't build or cut a tree or you know, in Colorado, build a pond in your backyard or you go to jail. I won't have time to play the full report, but in post we will. Here's a newscast dealing with what's happening in D.C. Here it is. Let's start over. Let's pause. Pause a moment. There's no audio. Let's just pause for a moment. Let's relax. Take a little time here. And then we'll be able to put this in post. We're live right now, but a guest is coming up. And then we'll be able to, you know, when we have it on X, later as a post, not live, we'll have it. Let's go ahead and try it again.
New at 6 and only on 7 News. We are now hearing from the woman accused of taking over an Airbnb in Northeast D.C. The homeowner reached out to 7 On Your Side for help after that woman refused to leave. Our Washington, D.C. reporter Felicia Ashley is now live outside the home. Felicia, you have a lot of updates on this case.
A lot, and it all happened as we were out here working on this story. First, you can see the homeowner was able to board up the home, but the guest was able to get back in. In addition to that, though, I was able to speak with the person the homeowner is accusing of squatting in her home. She stopped us as we were outside doing the story and invited us in.
The police allowed her to hire a locksmith and break in. She gave them no documents. She gave them no court orders. She gave them no lease. She just came and said, I'm locked out. This is taking me somewhere where I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to stay on the right. But for somebody to just take and take and do, everybody has a breaking point.
I went back to the property today and saw child services show up because Shadija brought her daughter into the home while there was no power or electricity inside. Police also showed up because the homeowner's truck went missing after Shadija got back in the house. And when Shadija cracked the door open to get a package, I saw what appears to be a candles and essential oils business inside.
This is unbelievable.
That led to a virtual emergency hearing today. In court, it was revealed that Shadija tried to push Roshane off a ladder, took the utilities out of the homeowner's name and put it in her daughter's name, tampered with cameras, requested that Roshane pay her back for the food lost when the power was turned off. Oh, and she asked the judge if she could question Roshane as a hostile witness. I was with Roshane as she attended the hearing from her car outside the home.
And the sad part is, I feel sorry for her. I really do. But your problem is, I can't help you. But I do truly feel sorry for her.
Right, we're going to break, but notice this is a black lady ripping off a black lady. But that's the communism. It hurts little people, not the elites. That stuff didn't happen in Larry Fink's house. And that's the laws the Soros people put in charge to sabotage this country. George Soros and his son need to be in prison and their whole infrastructure removed.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've known Lionel, a former prosecutor, popular talk show host, journalist. He's on WABC right now and more out of New York. I've known him for 15 years at least, and really smart guy. But I saw last week a 13-minute video from his show that General Flynn reposted, and I thought he did the best job of tying all the pieces in that are all known of the permanent CIA, DOJ, corporate, globalist, EU's heavily involved system that is launching all these attacks on our speech, government, the propaganda, the theft, all of it. And if Trump's done anything, and if we've done anything, it's forced them out of the shadows into the open partially. And vampires don't like that. But all the color revolution stuff, all the attempted coups, all the impeachments, everything they've done, all the lies, is building and building, and they haven't given up. In fact, they're getting more intense, more deadly. They're trying to undermine the Pentagon, undermine constitutional powers, undermine the president. They have the judiciary saying Trump can't deport illegal aliens, and of course it gets overturned because it's totally legal. Or ICE can't take a court order to go arrest somebody with a huge rap sheet. And you see the videos everywhere when ICE shows up to get somebody being let out of a state jail who's got dozens of convictions, 3-4 deportations, convicted of bank robbery, child molestation, you name it. The people scream, it's illegal. You don't have a warrant. You don't have a warrant. It's not a warrant. It's a court order. So they put the lie out that the Border Patrol and the National Guard are doing illegal stuff and Trump's giving illegal orders and Hegseth said, kill them. Kill them all. Turns out wasn't even on the call. The judge advocate general gave the order. They had lawyers involved. But they've moved on from that lie of the last 2 weeks. On to the next one. Though they've still got some Democrat senators on TV still saying Hegseth is a murderer and a war criminal. Trump, the KKK are very fine people. He said they're not very fine people, but they don't care. Just like the things they say about me. And that all came out of the DOJ and CIA. It's been declassified. And then Todd Blanche, the head of the DOJ, he's really the head of it, he came out on ABC News and said, we don't defend Alex Jones and Ed Martin's task force investigating the DOJ and CIA doing all these fake lawsuits and lawfare and judges finding me guilty and having show trials produced by HBO and $1.5 billion judgments. He's fringe. Stop that investigation because it's open and shut. We have the documents. We have the eyewitnesses. We have them testifying, hiding in plain view. The FBI went and created it. So I don't write myself into it. I'm a key exhibit of this. And so we've hit a new moment, though, where 2 weeks ago, Jesse Waters had two current high-level CIA come to him. days after I screamed and yelled at the administration on the phone and on air, respond to the color revolution. It's the same CIA stay behind networks, the countering foreign disinformation propaganda agency that Biden and Obama, when Obama left 2016, 2017, put in place. I've been telling Trump about this since 2016, 2017. That's what they ran Crossfire Hurricane, all of it out of. It's the bureaucracy, it's the deep state, it's the government. And Trump's now finally starting to dismantle this, and they're freaking out. So now they got to send the money to the NGOs, the EU, and have them attack back that way. Will Trump stand up for Elon Musk? And the EU saying, we control what Americans can say, with sanctions and regulations and criminal charges, and the head of the UK federal police, you know, saying, oh, we're going to arrest Americans for your speech over there. This is an insane power grab. And how far will tyrants go? As far as you let them go. Thomas Jefferson was famously asked, how far will tyranny go? And he says, as far as you let them. The limit on tyranny is what you stand against. Because there's always a tyrant willing to go further. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish as good men do nothing. So here we are. So I wanted him to kind of recap, take his time here, because the clip I saw, the best one I could find, wasn't really HD. It was still decent. But I'd like him to elaborate, kind of repeat what he said, add to it, and talk about what we need to do. Then I want to tie it into some of the current things that are unfolding. But this is the belligerent Brennan, who we know is at the head of this still, operating against our elections, against the people, against our reforms. And we can talk about how Trump could have did this better or done that better. But in the main, he's a real revolutionary, give him a run for their money. And they hate his guts because of that. And so Lionel made the point that we spend most our time on this internal warfare with each other like a bunch of Pharisees about who's holier than thou and who's perfect and who's that. Great, spend some of your time on that. But you better spend time on the permanent bureaucracy. You know, you talk about China or Israel or other foreign interests, the EU, all that we do. But it interlocks and interfaces with our permanent bureaucracy, the deep state. It's all come out in Congress, you name it. And so that's the hub. That's where the foreign money control, BlackRock corporate control drive shaft hooks into the chassis. So you got to cut that off. And so we're here now with Brazil coming after Musk and the EU coming after Musk to get to us. He published the letters, secret letters. I want you to censor all these people. I want you to interface with our bureaucrats to secretly ban people. We don't want them to know. We don't want the EU being called dictatorial and elected. It is. We don't want people talking about the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up. We don't want people to talk about COVID lockdowns. We don't want people to talk about Ursula von der Leyen getting secret payments of tens of millions of dollars from Pfizer. That's all in there. And he puts his balls on the table and tells them, F you, and now they're coming for him. He's literally like the gate on the fortress, and they've got the battering ram trying to knock it down. People go, oh, you're brown-nosing Elon Musk. Hell, I ain't brown-nosing him. I'm trying to hold the gate up. He already pulled up the drawbridge and helped get Trump in the last few years. Now they've climbed through the moat, and they're shooting fiery projectiles over the parapets. They got ladders up on the walls they're climbing over. And we better talk about the big enchilada. Because if you dismantle the permanent deep state bureaucracy, all these other special interests have no more power over us, and finally our country can start to be free. Lionel Media, great to have you here with us. I'm going to shut up now. We have 15 minutes to break. I'd like you to recap what you said, because it's dead on, perfectly stated, the way you tied it all together, and then we'll integrate all the latest developments and more in. But great to have you here, my friend.
Alex, my good friend, thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody that what I'm saying and what we're saying, you've been saying since I first heard you. You were, you know, just a bit, I don't want this to sound like an encomium, which I guess it is, but you were prescient. You were vatic. You were pythonic. You were the one who changed everything for a lot of us. You were my red pill. And I mean that. I never saw the other side of the sphere until you came along. And everything that you were saying then, in fact, I was thinking about the first time I met you and how I first we spoke to a group of folks in the talk radio community. And I remember telling them, I'm saying, listen, I want you to hear what's going on right now. Because, of course, people's first desire or their first instinct is a disinclination to follow you. Because if people admit that what you're saying is true, they've just signed on to what amounts to the end of civilization.
And remember,
what was that?
I was on the cover of Talkers, won the Talkers Award or whatever, and you were the guy presenting. It was all the big radio execs there,
pretty
elite group. And back then, they were still comfortable. And remember, I said, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. The revolution's here. The fourth turning's coming the next 20 years. You've got to go into independent media and use your talk radio hubs to all go TV at the same time online, multicast, podcast, and with your knowledge base, you will dominate into the future and not just survive, but become even more successful. And notice, they didn't really listen, did they?
But they didn't listen. In fact, and it's really not their fault. I remember one time trying to explain to them the notion of podcasting. But what I've been trying to say, and many of us have been trying to say, is we want people to pay attention to a very important thing. Listen carefully, because what we're watching, what I've been trying to tell people is that this is not politics. This is not theater. This is not the usual grind of, you know, red versus blue and this Manichaean left versus right and conservative versus liberal. It doesn't work that way. What we are staring at right now is the slow motion blueprint of what amounts to an American coup or an American color revolution. And it's carried out, Alex, not with rifles and troops and tanks, but with regulations and encrypted chats. And it sounds rather sci-fi and innocuous, but this is exactly what's being done. It's quiet. It's polite. It's office casual, kind of a dressed-down Friday version of this. And the kind that walks in, you know, with a badge and calls itself public service. If that doesn't concern you, it should, because what happens is the script is not secret. It's not coded. It's written in English for anyone who has the courage to pay attention and to read it. And by the way, to accept what you and I are saying is something that I think people are rather disinclined to do. Let me ask you something. When federal workers take federal salaries that we pay them to abide, and they move official communications onto private encrypted apps, you know, before the president even takes office, what do you call that?
You call it a coup, call it a violation of a whole bunch of Open Records Act laws, serious felonies.
You can call it activism if you want. You can call it resistance if that makes you feel noble. But history calls it something else. Mutiny through Wi-Fi, through channels. This is a digital barricade that's, Alex, that's erected itself inside the very government the voters just reshaped. And this was not oversight. This was pre-organization. And what you have said, and we've noticed, they do this in plain sight. They want you to know the symbology, the semiotics. They don't hide anything. But people are so shocked because, after all, Alex, we don't want to get conspiratorial. Oh, no way. Like Gore Vidal said, I'm not a conspiracy a theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. This is pre-coordination, pre-resistance. They decided the people made the wrong choice. They don't like Trump. So they created a parallel kind of a nervous system
inside the
government.
And by the way, when Trump won in 2016, they've come out, the heads of Google, all of them got together, Facebook, with Obama and said, remember, they've given speeches saying, we decided it was the wrong choice, literally the day after the election, so we organized this coup. And it's still ongoing.
In fact, look what they're saying now, tacitly, through this message. You have the right, you have the legal authority to resist. You can resist. You are the resistance, to borrow a particular phrase. But this was designed to counteract the president they didn't approve of. This is, again, mutiny. This is sedition. This is tyranny. Now, here's the part that should freeze the blood. They didn't hide it. They bragged about it. They wrote reports and they did tabletops and they war gamed it. They conducted panels. They gave interviews. They said things like democracy, transition, and cross-border governance and all of this, these phrases, as though they belonged in the U.S. That language is not American. It's what you hear before a foreign regime is targeted by experts who specialize, by the way, in toppling governments. Because remember who these people are. That's what they do. These aren't amateurs. They're regime change professionals who do it openly and notoriously. And by the way, who suddenly discovered a moral calling, they think, to apply their foreign tricks here at home.
Well, let's be clear. It is the CIA, the NGOs. It's all been on Congress. People forget about this, but you're a lawyer, former prosecutor. This is an open conspiracy turning the machinery of regime change in on America and the American people. And, you know, just repealing the Smith-Mundt Act is not enough for them to be able to do this. This is true sedition. It's true military attack. But we're trained to only think about the Russians or Chinese who are heavily involved, especially the Chinese we deal with, and they interface with this. But how do you categorize BlackRock, the corporations, the bureaucracy, and this multinational blob? That's a form of espionage, but it's a corporate espionage. Just like in James Bond, written by Ian Fleming, deputy head of OSS and MI6, notice that Spectre is in all the governments, playing them off against each other. And he actually wrote, that's how things really work. That's what so many of the plots were actually basically based on real things. And that it's a corporate criminal espionage. How do you get the public to understand that?
You do it, Alex, by explaining just very slowly, I would hope, and having people say, before you reject what I'm saying, just hear me out. You know, USAID or USAID, I thought was one of the most brilliant operations ever. And I don't know, Doge came in, Elon Musk came in. By the way, God bless Elon Musk, but they came in and they said, I thought, oh, great, we're going to shine the light on this madness. And I don't know what happened to it, but the Office of Transition Initiatives, the OTI within it, by the way, not hidden. I mean, it sounds, you know, harmless. It sounds interesting. In reality, OTI is the beating heart of American influence operations abroad. And they push and they pull and they pressure and they destabilize autocrats, which we loved. I mean, that's the job. Yet somewhere along the way, the line blurred and the machinery that was designed to reshape foreign regimes began to peer inward at its own country, at us. That's the difference between, for example, the FBI and CIA. CIA works elsewhere, never inside. Well, that's a joke right now. They treated their own voters, Alex, like a hostile population. Somehow people who didn't know better, some people who were affected by some brain worm, you know, to use that popular phrase, they created a president elected by the people as an authoritarian threat, as a kind of a democratic virus.
And now, who needed, but you know this, going back to Rome, but even third world countries and others, always the security services are the main threat that overthrows a government and sets up a coup. And so this is as old as humanity itself. They've been caught. They've yet to get in much trouble. So there's been some indictments, but those are being kicked out by politicos. But the difference is the public's learning about this now on a very fast trajectory. So I think the ball's in our court if we, you know, really press this. But the problem is they're not backing down. They're escalating.
If you don't explain this to people, you know, I've often said, kind of not laughingly, but I would love to have re-education camps in the summer for families to attend, like in camp, where we start from scratch and re-educate them as to what the story is. You mentioned Gladio and Stay Behinds. This is exactly what's happening. We're talking about going in and using, you know, a couple of things, Alex, and I'm sorry, you said one time, and I do it, and I think sometimes when you've got a million things going, I feel like Eric Bren, the fellow on Ed Sullivan with 1,000 plates going. So I don't mean to jump too much down rabbit holes and sound confused, but I've got like 1,000, it's like drinking from a fire hose. I've got so much to say. But if you don't explain how this works to people, it sounds alien. Imagine going back 200 years ago and explaining cancer to people. They would say, what are you talking about? The future is now. They told us this. You see, Alex, once the idea landed that somehow Trump and this was some kind of some un-American virus that needs to be overturned, it took off like clockwork. First, here's what they did. This is so important. They moved communications off government servers. I mean, it's simple. Then they coordinated with the web, and this is what we were talking about, of nonprofit groups that seem rather innocuous, funded by foundations, obsessed with global governance. Let me stop. You were the one, Alex, who first inculcated us with the notion of globalism. You said globalists, like Rush Limbaugh, the beloved, I knew him very well, who talked about liberals. You talked about globalists. This was a term, Alex, that we thought was, well, isn't that good? Isn't that UNICEF? Isn't that We Are the World and Kumbaya? What are you talking about? You said, no, we're talking about globalism. We're talking about ceding our individual sovereignty to this greater whole for purposes that once you do, it never comes back. This global governance, these folks are allergic to national sovereignty, the notion of our constitutional republic, not our democracy, but our constitutional republic is anathema to them.
The UK 2 years ago sicked the EU, the documents are public, on Elon Musk. That's globalism. How the hell is the EU trying to control our speech? How do we have the Starmer saying we'll arrest Americans for their speech in America? That's how far they want to take this.
Do you remember years ago, this sounds quaint. Do you remember when you were the first one who introduced us to the notion of Bilderberg? Remember when they said, Bilderberg, what are you talking about? See, that's the first thing. They first say, I don't know what you're talking about. You're a lunatic. There's no Bilderberg. And there you were with Tucker standing there with signs.
Yeah, even the New York Times, until like 15 years ago, would say, Jones and Tucker are insane. They're in London, or believing there's a secret room. They're in Europe. Yes. They're in Chantilly, Virginia. And they're there with helicopters and troops. We're getting world leaders on tape. And the New York Times says it doesn't exist. Jones is insane. That's how arrogant they were.
And then all of a sudden they said, oh, by the way, here's a website. The CFR, oh, by the way, here's a website. So at first you said this. And remember, at first it sounds insane. But these groups, Alex, they seem so harmless. You know, climate workshops here and then racial justice. You know, we're in New York City. We have this fellow named Zoran Mamdani. And by the way, he's a sock puppet. He's really basically a proxy for a bigger, what I refer to as the shadow government, because it's this, I don't know what it is. This is group that seems to be pulling the strings and writing the script. And we're being introduced to things called, and by the way, there's another word, make sure you always give a name to something that sounds good. No Child Left Behind, National Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act. It's not, who can be against the Patriot Act? How about restorative justice? Non-retributive ways of handling this, a non-carceral a means of dealing. It sounds wonderful until somebody just told you it's called getting rid of the cops. Alex, racial justice training groups, faith-based dialogue, 10,000 names for one choir for the same tune. And they waited, Alex, for the cue. When the cue came, when the signal came, when they said now, when they greenlit it, they activated it. Not organically, not spontaneously, not grassroots, funded from the Treasury, fed by billions that flow through universities and NGOs, where ideology is the product and the citizen is the obstacle. And by the way, this is this concatenation, this movement, these vectors that move all simultaneously. And when you tell people this, it makes so much sense, Alex. And that's what we have to do, to tell people. And remember, the crazier it is, the more likely it is to be true.
Well, it's all coming out in the open now, so let's talk about their current color revolution that has been high gear and very dangerous, and how we stop it. Stay right there, Lionel. We'll be right back. We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum that we can't even keep in stock. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood is superfood. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain, through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So let me tell folks something that's really simple, but also very profound. People ask how I know so much or how I made so many predictions that have come true. I grew up with both sides of my family, my grandparents, reading Cleon Skousen and all the John Birch Society stuff. And the John Birch Society was the first to really understand this and know this starting in the 50s. And so, but then I wouldn't even need to read their publications after that. I could go follow the news and check out legislation, know what was happening. But you had the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the ultra-rich, the robber barons wanted to get rid of free society. They wanted to bring in a global tyranny. They wanted to get rid of capitalism. They wanted to pull the ladder up for everybody else and create kind of a corporate global fascist system, but use communism and socialism as the management system on the ground. They even say this, but a fascist kind of crony capitalist thing on top. Neo-feudalism. And so the stuff they said they do in the 50s, they had done by the 70s. The things they were going to do in the 70s, they said they'd do by the 90s, they got it done. And so then I was like, well, they got all this done, and they're going to, I mean, they said in the 70s, we're going to have all the sitcoms and shows that dads are bad and families are bad and Women are the bosses. I watched Paul Ehrlich all over TV say it. They did it. And we're going to destroy the family. And they did it. And we're going to... So all of this, I mean, they said it in Operation Lockstep back in 2010. Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, the CIA. They said we're going to probably have a respiratory virus out of China in the next few decades. And we'll use that to set up 6 feet apart, make people scared, wear masks, shut down sporting events, everything else, to train the society to be controlled. As soon as the tech is ready with the smartphones for an internet ID and internet passport, we'll use that as the backbone for the new cashless society social credit score. It's all right there. And I read all these other documents. So I'm like, I learned who the key groups are. I learned that they're not just saying all this for no reason. And so then I'm showing them, hey, they're planning this, and it sounds crazy, but you see the propaganda everywhere, and you learn that they're really meaning to do it. And it's all psychological warfare to see what they can get away with. And so most people look at the congressional level or discovering the USA doing this, the CIA, or you know how they did it and how they censored and how they discredited. But that's where the rubber meets the road. We can go all the way up to the blueprints of the Death Star, and how it operates and what it wants to do. And it is a world tyrannical, psychological warfare, depopulation, mad scientist, death cult that doesn't want to have a bunch of people running around eating the resources up. They want us out of the way. It's a social Darwinistic, neo-Malthusian system that would make Hitler blush. So going back to Lionel, I'm going to give you the floor now because you're right. I'm interrupting, you're interrupting. There's so many angles. You're doing a great job. Quantify anything else you wanted to get to. I'm giving you the floor right now. I'm not going to talk for 10 minutes. And then get into the current state of things. Clearly, they're on the move. You agree. Flynn agrees. They say they are. They're saying, as Waters was told, oh, the CIA, an element said, no, they're getting ready for a big event to embarrass Trump to trigger this violent uprising. That's the false flag. They didn't call it that. That's a loaded term. We're really close to another big attempt on the country and our sovereignty and the populist movement. Trump's just a figurehead of that. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. So I want your view on where we are on the timeline. What will you do to stop it, Lionel?
Well, a couple of things. First, the idea that you brought up is, here's a couple of rules. In law, we call it a statutory construction. And one of the things is, don't ever worry about identifying who is who. Don't ever say, for example, well, it's the CIA or it's the NSA. Don't do this, because once you identify a group, then they'll take their time disputing which group it is. Forget the names of this. I don't know who's in charge. I don't think anybody has a business card, and they're a part of the revolution aspect of the deep state or the shadow government. But Alex, let's go back to a couple of things. A color revolution. This is what we talked about. Let's remember what this is. Let's define this. This is a coordinated political operation. And politics and battle and war and military, I think there's a fine line, but it uses protests, organized civil society groups, legal pressure, media narratives to weaken or remove a government that powerful interests want gone. Remember during Operation Wall Street, groups like ATPOR, OTPOR, these organized groups, the Maidan coup, Victoria Nuland, they do this. And when you tell somebody this, they'll look at you like two things, Alex. Number one is, I can't believe I didn't know this and you're making me feel stupid, so I resent you because of this. And number two, it's scary. Marshall McLuhan said that little lies are really hard to keep secret, but big lies are easy because of our incredulity. The worse it is, the more horrible the news, the more fantastic the design, the easier it is for you to keep under wraps because people don't want to admit it. Color revolutions, what this is really, it looks grassroots, but it's organized by networks with money and messaging and foreign influence behind them. And these ops, these operations, have these recognizable stages. And that's what we're seeing here. First, delegitimize the target. Overwhelm institutions. Build a kind of a parallel civic or reality structure. Provoke crisis. This is like the Hegelian dialectic all over again. Then claim the public is demanding this transfer of power, and use the coordination of the media. And you know, Alex, they're really fretting right now because this infrastructure they had of institutional media, look at what's going on with Warner Brothers and what's going on with Netflix. It's all consolidating and they're losing control. And countries that experience this, ask Ukraine and Georgia and Serbia and Armenia and Kazakhstan, ask them if this is true. The same playbook is whispered about here because the methods migrated home. It's the same people. The slogans change, but the structure, Alex, remains the same. And it's not about democracy. It's about control. See, that's the part that people miss. You mentioned Johns Hopkins. They alone reported, what, tens of billions of dollars in grants over a decade at least. All the name, Alex, of democracy research. Let me translate. They studied how to manage political transitions, meaning they studied how to get around voters when the voters became inconvenient, a problem. And you were never the audience. You were the variable. You were the thing they steered. You were the cattle. And then comes the legal phase, and I don't have to tell you about this, the quiet phase, the phase that history books will one day describe as the moment the Republic stood on the edge, lawfare. This is a strategy to surround a political opponent with investigations and indictments, good, bad, frivolous, it doesn't matter, and until the voters lose the ability to choose. See, the paperwork becomes the ballot. The prosecutor becomes the elector. See, they don't need to win elections if they can win indictments. This is the point that I'm telling you. And they teach this. That's the shocking part. They teach jurors how to nullify cases when the defendant is politically aligned with the network or the wrong people.
And this is key. They teach right-wingers can't do jury nullification, but they teach the left. And people think of the Soros prosecutors, 800-plus cities and towns and judges, as only letting criminals out. No, they then rig the court cases against Donald Trump, against General Flynn, against Roger Stone, against Alex Jones, and literally hundreds of thousands of others. They are getting very systematic about this in their persecution.
And they also tell you, Alex, remember, they tell you specifically no bail, no jail. They talk about this thing, and I want everybody just to spend some time and just Google or check restorative justice. I mean, doesn't that sound great when you say it's time for us to understand that it's about non-retributive, non-carceral, non-incarceral? What are you talking about? And they say this with enough frequency that people buy it. You know, they create this in the community, these legal defense cells, you know, ready to mobilize, and they're good.
Which gets the criminals and the Antifa and the communists that do violence out. But my point is, that's their arm of brown shirts. What I'm saying is, even more importantly from my analysis, in the lawfare is the Soros networks don't just defend the communists and criminals, they then run the show trials against us.
That's it. It's become a version of either subverting or completely upending the notion of politics. See, there's a million ways to go after you. I can destroy your message. I can destroy your structure. I can destroy you. I can liquidate you via judgment and by prosecution. They build a system where justice becomes activism by another name. Elections become a suggestion, like a hint, and the bureaucracy.
And you did a great job in your 13-minute video that I'm going to, when we post this live show, it's live, we post the archive of this interview this afternoon, I'm going to post your 13 minutes there, but you explain in 13 minutes how it all connects, which is on record, it does. We need to create like a map of this, because there's some good maps, but explain. Then I knew I wasn't that important, and NATO said right before I got sued 6-7 years ago, 2018-17, I was in a NATO document where they were funding NGOs into NATO, and NATO was running the meeting with the U.S. over there. And again, this is when Trump was in. They said, oh, we're going to go after Assange and go after Jones, and when we silence WikiLeaks and Jones, the left wing will be used to it, the right wing will be used to it. They called me right wing, which I don't even know that term is anything. Really a populist. And they talked about how they were going to get me one way or another with the lawfare. And so people need to understand that I knew I wasn't that important. I was the beta test because I was the biggest populist voice at the time and had their number, but they were proving it up. They later admitted this in documents as a battle plan. I was just a beta test, and so was WikiLeaks, to go after all the activists, all the good people, all the truth tellers. And I mean, literally, I would get Google alerts back then when Google wasn't completely broken. Some days there'd be 35,000 articles about me. Now, that'd be AP syndicated to every radio, TV station, newspaper. So AP'd be, you know, 20,000 of them, and Reuters would be 3,000 of them. But there would literally every day be hundreds of original articles. Not just here, but through the NGO, through the CIA, USAID combine, where I had family on a European cruise. And, you know, you get that thing in the morning with, oh, there's a ball tonight, and you know, here's our stop today, and here's a few things that happened. This person died. You're wondering, no, Alex Jones sued Sandy Hook. So the point was, is it was for years more propaganda than invading Iraq. Some nights I could turn on TV and the channels and go through local, PBS, national, and I'm on every channel doing things I never did because it was about me representing the populist movement and demonizing that. It was like I was a voodoo doll for every patriot. They were just sticking things in me, but they were testing it and driving it up. And then show trials run by HBO, where I'm already found guilty. The only reason I go back to that is the sheer criminal organization of this was incredible.
You know, you talk about, this is about the media. The media declare the narrative. I talked to you, we've talked about—
But it was all in perfect concert. In fact, when they put a new press release out attacking me, it wouldn't even be a press release. It went through these outside groups, but I would notice they all had agreements. They all got the same amount of publicity. They would publish sometimes 200, 300 articles written by different people, but on the same thing, and it would say that they didn't even hide it the exact same second. So it's like the artillery's all lined up in World War II or whatever, and then the general gives the order, and all of them go blah, 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 blah. It was coordinated. It wasn't like artillery's rolling half the time. The artillery would all just open up. I mean, do you get what I'm saying about the coordination?
Oh, no, I understand this. It's funny you say this because I mentioned one of the things which always fascinated me was how starlings work in these patterns called murmurations.
Yes.
It's about crowd theory. It's Gustav Le Bon. And what happens is if you're in a— and I know, and you know about newsrooms, when they get the impression that it is cool, that it is warranted, that you will go far by attacking somebody. And by the way, the social media, which is the greatest oxymoron, but social media loves the troll. They love to make fun of. They love the tin foil hat. And by the way, it's aluminum. We haven't used tin in a long time. But the media, our beloved media that cries every day about threats to democracy, this is the funny part. They actually say this. These are the people who said that Donald Trump posed an existential threat to democracy. They never question why 10,000 nonprofits suddenly sing the same tune in perfect harmony. They never ask why federal workers behave like part-time revolutionaries. They don't ever seem to be
interested. But we learned from the weaponization hearings, they get FBI and other NGO government emails to an exact time, launch operation at this date, so it's all coordinated, so they all don't jump the gun on each other. And again, that shows the criminal conspiracy, the conspiracy against rights.
And they never cared about, when you talk about encrypted chats, they never talked about regime change playbooks that somehow migrated from, you know, the Balkans to Langley or whatever. They nod along in this obeisance, this Pavlovian obeisance, because the bureaucracy supplies their narrative. And the best part of this, as long as the narrative is familiar, they never question it. They never lift the hood. They never check it out. Alex, this is how a constitutional republic is weakened. Not by a general on a horseback, you know, not by tanks, not by troops, but by committees and coalitions and consultants and 1,000 small little groups, little individual cancer cells that claim to protect democracy while all the while removing actual voters from the equation. And if you question the legitimacy of an election, you're an election denier.
And now they want to arrest you for it, and Europe is. So moving into the big picture. Currently, you're right, they're moving with the next coup operation. They're pre-programmed or something big. What do you see them pulling with the pre-programming, the pre-brainwashing, predictive programming? What do you see coming next, and how do we counter it?
They go by telling you what you have voted for is wrong. This is the Seditious Six and others. That you have to do something. What happened was wrong. It was an aberration. It was wrong.
That's right. When they say Trump's giving illegal orders, which isn't even true, they're really saying you did something wrong, the voter.
You did something wrong, and also it is up to you to be the vigilant warrior. Then they say you shouldn't vote on this at all. Then they say that the safety of the system, you know, the people have to be managed, and you have to give up a little bit of your freedoms. Don't worry, trust up. This is the oldest authoritarian line in the world. This is replacement, Alex. It's not reform. It's a parallel government that's hidden inside us. It's almost like this dormant herpes virus that comes out after it's been laying dormant for a while. This is a latticework of NGOs. This is the part where people start snoozing, because it doesn't sound dangerous. When you talk about NGOs that can be activated at any time, you know, Alex, you know the oldest trick in the book is, whenever you want to see something that's about to happen, see if there are any drills going on. Remember how many drills and how many war games were going on the day of 9/11? 30, 40? Just so happened on the day of this terrorist attack of hijacking, guess what was there? Hijacking war games. So that when it flips, when it goes hot, you can't tell what's what. This is a digital nervous system that's shielded, again, by philanthropy, by bureaucracy.
And you talked about Marshall McLuhan earlier, where he said little lies are easy to deal with, big ones. I mean, Hitler said the bigger the lie, the better, because when they blow up the towers, even say we're blowing them up, blow up Building 7, say it on the news, and then say we never said that, and Larry Silverstein said he gave the order to blow it up, it's so shocking to people, they don't even know how to deal with it because it's so big. Like, we're going to give you a COVID shot that erases your immune system and causes all this sickness and problem, and then it's all confirmed. It's just so horrible. People just don't even know how to deal with it.
And they don't know what to deal with it, because they also, you are shining the light on their worst nightmare. It's, you know, it's the power of nightmares. You know, this goes back. I've always been fascinated. There was a great BBC special years ago about the parallel development of the Muslim Brotherhood and neoconservatism, and both of them absolutely parallel in this. Alex, if you don't know, if you are, God forbid, sitting in your basement of your family's rumpus room, and you're covered in Cheeto dust, and you're tapping away, and you're looking at cable news, if that's as far as it gets, if your whole world is that which is thrown at you, not what you research, you're going to see a worldview that is completely antithetical to reality. This isn't democracy. This is rule without consent. But here's the part they fear, Alex, the most important. This is what we're all about. And I mean you and I think all good patriots. Exposure. Not anger, not slogans, but precision and subpoenas and retrieval and discovery. Every signal chat, every encrypted directive, everything, every grant, every Soros, every foreign partner, every training manual, every, as you talked about them, wargaming and tabletop, they fear, they dread oversight, because oversight is, as Brandeis said, sunlight and the best disinfectant. It destroys the network to the bone. If President Trump returns, and this is the most important. Listen, I thank God for President Trump. He needs a Praetorian guard. He needs ninjas. He needs a degree of ruthlessness around him that I don't think it's in his nature. I don't think he understands how aggressive. And by the way, Alex, let me remember, this is not about Trump. This is for the next 25 years. This isn't now. Don't think about, well, when Trump's gone. Oh, no. This sets the tone. What we are looking at in terms of everything from AI, we can go through everything from family to religion to war games. We are seeing something which is so frightening. And by the way, I'm scared, very scared about midterms. I'm very scared about getting a momentum. Because remember, Alex, one of the things which I ask people is this. Do you think that the shadow government could have done something to have guaranteed that Hillary Clinton would have won in 2016? I think the answer is yes. I think they should have. They could have. After all, they laid the groundwork. She was going to win. Wouldn't it make sense to you that the best thing for them to do was to sit this one out? Let Trump win. Let him go 4 years or so. That's what builds up the momentum. What do you think these people are going to be next time? The next time when Trump finally says goodbye, they're going to say, because everybody's still there. Remember, in Washington and around the world, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't go. They are ready to be activated for that tripwire. So the thing is, we have to make sure that we let people know. Alex, if everybody knows what's happening, if everybody understands the script, if they understand how our beloved Constitution is being subverted by foundations, when you look at this is the most important. They're so obvious. Why in the name of God would anybody ever actively suggest that, number one, we have no borders, that for you to enforce it is somehow un-American or inhuman? And what about other groups who sit back and don't say anything? What are we doing to the young people? Look, I don't know about you. I can speak for me. I'm on the back nine. I'm out of here. It's the next generation. What are we doing? What is the Republican Party or conservatives or whoever it is? What are we doing to tell people about this is what's happening? Because when you tell them that the republic, you know, can only be repaired if the public refuses to surrender, they look at you and they say, what is this Nathan Hale stuff you're talking about? The next period of time, whatever that is, it may decide the next 100 years. See, that's the problem. The choice is clear. You know, you can surrender. We can just give up to a network of these nonprofits that we think are kind of in, you know, it goes against the nature, Alex, for people to think that something that's seemingly as innocuous as this little man, Soros, and after a while, they roll their eyes and they say, oh my God, is he talking about
this? Stay there. I'll
let
you do five more minutes on this. There's a lot of things the NGOs do, but it's trillions the last decade they've been giving them our money. The biggest thing is they go pay off a judge, their wife, a politician with a grant hiring them to work for the NGO, and then that's the payoff for everything else that's being done. The biggest thing they do is deliver the payoff. Stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you. Lionel Media, everybody should follow you on X right there and your nightly WABC program and more. We'll talk about that briefly when we come back. But briefly here, I'm not funded by Soros or the Republicans or the Democrats or the Qataris or the Israelis or anybody. I'm funded by you. TheAlexShowStore.com. And we bring you the very best products. So you'll love them, so they really work. We have the best bovine colostrum. It's a lot of stuff boosts your immune system. Bovine colostrum, and we've got the best, is the first 2 weeks of milk comes out of a cow. It, just like your mother's milk, the first 2 weeks is colostrum. It is full of ultra immune boosting, energizing your cells, total health. Amazing. Colostrum powder strengthens immune system defense. Marshmallow root powder supports healthy gut and strengthens the gut lining. And there's a whole bunch of other incredible super nutrients in it. You want to get bovine colostrum until tomorrow night. It is 40% off. So you've got less than 48 hours to do that. TheAlexShowStore.com. And we've got a new product, creatine gummies, of the highest quality type of creatine. Super concentrated. They're really taste great, but they're very sour. It's amazing. Two different flavors of that. Micronized creatine monohydrate, the very best type there is. It's amazing. It's a huge container of it. And for a great price, TheAlexShowStore.com. Oh, by the way, it's up to 40% off. Forgot to tell you that part. We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood of superfoods. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. And we have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain, through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.